Head movement!
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely, but I knew you were puffing, you were taking those punches.
That was Ethan Alfie Productions.
Welcome back. Good morning, TBV. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NesGTO. And good morning to all my boxing fans out there on this glorious September 20th. It's fight week, AJ Povetkin. But before we bring you Anthony Joshua news, we have to talk about the other heavyweights in the division. And our good friend over at the LA Times, Lance Pugmire, is reporting that Staples Center is the top contender to host the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury fight. Now, that is strange. I never thought this fight would end up in LA, let alone being spoken about to be hosted in LA. But I'll give you my thoughts. I'll give you my thoughts on LA as a venue for this heavyweight attraction. And obviously, you'll get the opinion of my co-host, Michael Gross, here. We're going to go ahead and just start this thing out.
Let's go with Gross. How about that?
Oh, so I said it wrong again? All right. So you know the number to call in and call him Gross instead of Gross at 1-425-569-5241. Well, once again, we're doing a TBV in the morning. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury. This fight is said to be almost a lock-in for L.A. L.A., L.A., big city of dreams. Could it be? I mean, Staples Center, isn't that an open venue? But anyway, I don't want to keep getting Mike to talk without giving him his intro.
Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWizards.com.
Yo. What's going on, TBB family? We back with another one. I know what you're thinking. Wilder, why is he going to LA? Why is he not fighting in Vegas? Why is he not fighting in the Barclays Center? What is really going on? But hey, we'll give you some really, really nice details on why they chose the LA ground and not Vegas or Barclays.
Well, Mike, let's get into it because that was my immediate reaction. Like, what the fuck? Los Angeles? I thought this was Vegas. If not Vegas, Barclays Center, New York City, where Deontay's already been a... They might as well put a statue of this guy in front of the Barclays. I don't get it. I didn't get it. And I thought this was a mistake. I'm starting to think, are we pushing this fight? I mean, all signs are pointing to this not being smooth sailing. You know what I'm saying? We got a soundbite. I don't know if I still got that one, but it's like nothing but smooth sailing. And are we really seeing that with this fight?
I mean, there have been a lot of naysayers, a lot of doubters, a lot of people coming out in the media saying this fight wouldn't happen. This fight won't happen to next year. Fury's not ready. All these excuses. But like you said, you talked to the man yesterday, and everything is still on, still going, and still strong.
Regardless of what he's saying, hearing this information, like obviously our listeners don't know exactly why Staples Center is the front runner, but we'll give you that information in a few minutes. But, you know, first you have – multiple people rumored to be doing pay-per-view in the same month. And now you have the venues that you prefer not available. I mean, is it smarter to just push it back, or is LA a good location to host this heavyweight attraction?
I think LA might be one of the better locations to host this attraction. You got to think it's probably, I'm not sure, but I think it's the biggest city in the United States and have like the most people like inside LA County. So I don't think like the attendance would be a problem. And also, I did some digging on that date. December 1st, the Lakers would not be in the Staples Arena. So that's probably why they're going with that. Well, I don't know if they're going with that venue, but it'd be smart to go with that venue, the Staples Center, which is like right in the heart of downtown LA.
Now, look, I don't know if I'm right on this, but it looks like one of our longtime listeners, Fern Gully, he's also been one of our Border Wars winners and participants. If I'm reading his message right, he's saying that the last big heavyweight fight was in L.A., and it was Lennox Lewis versus Vitaly Klitschko. If that is correct, well, then these two men are following suit.
Thank you, Fern Gully, for that little quick info. I mean, hey. You know what they always say, history repeats itself.
Repeats itself. You're right about that. So this is what I'll say. Again, immediate reaction for me, I didn't give it to you all because, you know, I wanted to wait on on releasing the reasons as to why it's Staples Center. But before I found out why, I was like, damn, L.A., what the fuck? Why L.A.? But right away, like, everything just changed for me, Mike, because the last time we were in L.A. was for Triple G, Vanez Matarossian. We did the live show. You know, we rented a pretty big B&B. I'm not sure if it had a pool or not, but it was nice. It was in Orange County. We stood with the entire TBV family. And, yo, fucking weed was delivered left and right. It's like, yo, this is perfect. I'll fuck with L.A. I could do L.A. I'm going to be in L.A. Like, for this fight, I'm going to be there the whole fight week. So, yeah, I'd rather be. Listen, I'm right here. I'm right here in New York, right? So, if it's in the Barclay, I'm good. But that Jersey to New York City traffic is so horrible.
You know, man, don't bring up traffic when you're talking about L.A. LA traffic. I mean, come on.
I hear you. But the thing is, I don't got to go back and forth. In L.A., we'll be right by the venue. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be where we need to be. In New York, I still live in New Jersey, so I got to come back and forth every day. That's 1 hour and a half there, 1 hour and a half back. You know what I'm saying? Every day, every day. Plus $100 on fucking tolls and parking. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, hold on. New Jersey is an hour and a half from New York?
Dog, it's only like 12, 13 miles for me, but it's an hour and a half worth of traffic. It's just congested.
Oh, okay. Congested. I got you.
It's too many people live in that stupid-ass city. Too many people want to work in them boroughs. It's ridiculous, bro.
Well, let's give the first reason why it won't be the Barclays.
So you tell me.
I mean, it's this nice-looking lady, you know what I'm saying? She's pretty hot. I mean, she was a first lady, believe it or not, and she goes by the name Michelle Obama. And real quick, no disrespect to President Obama, man, you got you a fine lady right there, all right? That's all I'm saying. But she has Obama
has the Barclays Center booked.
Yeah, she has like a little speech or a presentation or something going on. I just remember Lance Pugmire putting that in one of his quotes that Michelle Obama has the Barclays Center booked for that day.
Okay, so that Barclays Center, not an option. Now, Mike, as a boxing fan, not just a Wilder fan, you Wilder voice guy, you, should Lou DiBella, Al Haymon, Wilder Boxing look into Madison Square Garden?
All right.
Pulling out New York City altogether because the Barclays there. Now, I will say this. There can be some verbiage in a contract somewhere in someone's desk that we don't know about that states Deontay Wilder only fights in the Barclay. I don't know, the way that Daniel Jacobs does, right? But we did see Daniel Jacobs fight somewhere in Nassau, but I think Nassau is now part of the Brooklyn Boxing, like, little, you know, triangle.
Family, yeah. But as far as Madison Square Garden goes, I mean, that's not available. The Knicks are playing 12-1. At 5 o'clock, at 5 p.m. So I mean, I don't know if how fast the cord and shit got to get pulled up and all that shit. So
yeah,
I don't
think that sound doable.
Yeah, right? That don't sound available.
In LA, we need the fight to start around 5. Like we're already in the arena and parking, and it'll imagine the traffic, all the basketball players, fans getting out, and all the boxing fans getting in. Really quick in the super chat from CMB22 Lee, LA crowd is too laid back. That's that weed in their system. The Barclays Center crowd be too turned up. Damn. So he don't. What do we want? You know, the LA crowd too laid back and the Barclays Center crowd too turned up. Which one is it then? Where are we gonna fall with this fight? Look, man. I think that the Madison Square Garden isn't an option, Mike, because they're like a direct competitor of Barclays Center. So
and you don't want to necessarily burn your bridge with
that. I mean, that's like Pepsi Coke, and it's like, yo, just because you know Coke is busy right now, you don't just go fuck with Pepsi, or you do, because that's what Floyd did with HBO and Showtime. You never know. Sometimes sometimes you got to leverage your power. All right, so no Barclays Center, but why not Vegas? Because Vegas is the big city of, like, the fight capital. It's like, oh, all the big fights go to Vegas, right? Like, if it's a pay-per-view, Vegas, or if it's a big pay-per-view, because we hear Canelo's not going to Vegas.
All right, I'm going to give you my take on it from last night. Me and Daniel had this little conversation going back and forth. I finally just called it a night. All right, one of the reasons Lance Pugmar stated in his post that it wouldn't be Vegas because Justin Timberlake has a concert that night. And then my guy Danny brought up the fact that some guy named Ramos some shit.
Hold on. Yeah, because I didn't get involved in that conversation last night because I had a dinner date and then I was tired, bro. You know, I went to bed at like 9:30. I was passed out. But check it out. Right. Let me just give you some facts on Romeo Santos, okay? Because you saying his name all fucked up. I'm pretty sure he's bigger than whoever the fuck else you guys were talking about. This dude is,
bro, you crazy as fuck.
Let's look him up. Yo, let's look him
dude
up.
Dude got 20% of the followers Justin Timberlake got. Come on, bro. Don't put in comparison.
I'm not comparing him to Justin. I'm not comparing him to Justin. But I still want to do a Google search or have Ron do a Google search with either now or for a later show on like ticket sales. In terms of concerts and attendance, brother, you don't know who you're talking about, all right? But let me just...
Go ahead.
More facts, all right? Saturday night for Canelo, because that was you guys' argument. It's like, yo, Canelo and Triple G did a pay-per-view in Vegas regardless of who or what artists were performing. So Romeo was performing, Jennifer Lopez were performing, and Enrique Iglesias. Now you tell me, let's do a Google search on that. Who got more followers? Is Justin still bigger than Enrique too?
Because
I don't know. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Let me look at it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's this is my with my whole point. What do all four of those people have in common?
I don't know. What? Art, music?
Get the fuck out of here, man. You fucking know.
I don't. Music? I said music. I think that's what they got in common. They all musicians.
All four, not three.
Who's all four? We only talked about
Enrique got 13.4 million. So yeah, he ain't bigger than Justin. Justin
How
got
many
50.
Justin got
50.
Damn.
He on that
fucking Beyonce level.
What I'm saying was Enrique, J Lo, Ramos.
Hold on. Check J Lo, bro. Check J Lo. Check J Lo. Don't tell me she got 50. Let's go, J Lo. Let's go, champ. Boricua.
She got, oh, god damn.
What she got? Let's go. Where my body card?
Damn.
At? Where my body card?
79.8.
Oh, shit.
All right. Now, look, here's my point right here.
Let me just tell you this. Me and Doomy was on the same plane, and no one on that plane talked to us boxing. They talked to us about boxing. Like, oh, you guys were at the fight? How was it? But everyone else on our plane was at Enrique, J-Lo, and Romel. I'm telling you, bro.
I totally agree with that, but you're not understanding what I'm saying. All four, Canelo, J-Lo, Romero, what the fuck his name is, and Enrique all have one thing in common.
What is it? Music.
They're Hispanic. Canelo, Hispanic. They're all Latin. So when you get that big influx of Latin people in one area, It should make for a good event no matter who's there.
But you're dividing that Latin.
I mean, you're not really dividing when you have.
You are. You don't act like I didn't fucking tell you this, Mike. Don't act like I didn't tell you because we didn't know this show was going to happen. Say I didn't tell you that I would rather go to the Romel concert instead of watch the fight. Say I ain't say that shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I don't know who the fuck that guy was.
Liar. I'm no liar, dog. I know what Romel means. I would have went to Romel, bro. I would have came out with like three shorties on each fucking side. Guaranteed, bro. Kim Kardashian bodies speaking Latin to me. And y'all like, yo, what's good, Ness? I'm like, nah, you should have came. You went to Canelo. But I ain't had tickets. Bro, you don't know who Romel is. I'm telling you.
I don't. I'm sorry. But I do know who Justin Timberlake is. Latin's
in the fucking chat. You know what he calls himself?
Y'all taking it personal, man.
You know what he calls himself? He calls himself the king, man. You don't fuck with Romel Santos, I'm telling you. Let alone Enrique Iglesias and J-Lo. Nah, Canelo got big balls because Canelo said, you know what? Fuck all of them. I'm still going to do me, and we still going to sell out.
And what he said was they're probably bringing some of their friends and family that don't want to go to the music and probably come to the fight. That's now, all I'm saying.
I don't see it like
that. Right. Okay.
Listen to me. Come on, man. What 40-something year old woman is coming to Vegas to watch?
She might come with her husband, though. She might come with a husband or a son or uncle.
Not a son, but good comeback.
I mean like husband, I like brother.
I like the husband, but not a son.
You know what I'm saying? And say, hey, y'all go there and y'all watch J-Lo. And know what I'm saying? I'm going to be over here at the fight or I'm going to be at.
You know what? But yo, it's so fucking, this world is beautiful. These listeners are amazing. Yo, you telling this story without realizing that same exact thing happened. And one of those listeners was a husband, right? Who came to our live show, Eric. Remember Eric?
Did he Eric got
drunk at the no the, the ball head okay. Eric? He won the tickets and he won two tickets and he gave one ticket back. Remember, and I was mad at him.
Yeah. Okay.
That Eric is exactly your story. He's a husband that came with his wife. The wife went to watch J-Lo and he went to watch the fight. So you're right again, Mike.
That's all I'm saying. And the reason
lying though, I could be lying. To make you purposely not look.
I mean, I don't fucking know, bro. No.
What I'm saying is I don't steal shine. I could have just kept that story to myself, but I remember that dude, Eric. He actually won a ticket at our live show, so I also wanted to say that. You know what I mean? He came out there. He was just supporting his wife. He was going to go to the fight if he could find some cheap tickets. And homeboy ended up getting some fucking VIP chill with TBV tickets. Get your black band Triple G band on and drink all night, as long as you only drink Shivers. But so
I just hope. This don't make me sound racist at all, but Justin Timberlake, he's white.
I know.
It might, but he's been on Disney. He has been in NSYNC. He has been a solo act, and he has been a movie star. And also, the most important thing, he's a white guy in America that makes good music.
Yeah, but you know what? None of that.
Going against
I'm gonna tell you why it doesn't factor in. All we got to do is find out everyone's venue. How much was J-Lo seated venue? How much was Justin Timberlake seated venue? How much was Enrique's and how much Romel's? And then we'll know how much it affects a big pay-per-view fight, because Canelo had three superstars going up against him. So let's just factor in, for small math without Google searches, each other artist had about 35,000 seat arena, right? With standing people and seated people. No, that sound fair? Too much? Do the Google search. I'm going to get to some phone calls. You do the Google search. You guys know the number to call in. It's 1-425-569-5241. Right now, we're looking for your opinion, and we want your immediate reaction to this news from Lance Pungmeyer from the LA Times, who's saying that the Staples Center is the front runner for having to host the Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury fight in December 1st. Do you like it? Is LA a good place? We gave you the reasons why Barclays off the table. We're giving you the reasons why Vegas is off the table. We're also giving you an argument that Vegas can still be on the table. Canelo Alvarez just did a pay-per-view fight this Saturday with three superstars. J-Lo was in there, and she was doing her own concert. You know, Romel Santos was doing his own concert. Enrique Iglesias was doing his own concert. So why shouldn't Wilder Fury do their own fight, regardless if Justin Timberlake's going to be there that weekend. Justin,
and real quick,
a bunch of sexy women with husbands, as Mike puts it. Do we believe Mike's angle that these husbands or the boyfriends of the Justin Timberlake female fans can eventually spill over and buy tickets and end up at the Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury fight? Take it away, Mike.
There is another concert the same weekend in Vegas, but they're not saying who, so I don't know.
All right, well, we're going to go out to the callers. You know the number. It's time for the sponsors. Let's do it.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Javier on Skype. Talk to me.
What's up, man?
Javier, wait a minute. Let me interview you. You are Latin, right? With your name being Javier, or am I just making this up?
You making that shit up. I'm from Alabama. I'm
with Javier's your name, bro. Your mom got creative. His mom got creative.
Hey, you want to know what's crazy? My middle name, Enrique. My mom what just like Hispanic names.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Your mom had a crush on a Latino. Javier Enrique from Alabama. Let's do it. Talk to me, baby.
I'm cool with L.A., bro. That's a big market. I mean, so either way, if you went to L.A. or Las Vegas, that shit, both of them bitches big. So, I mean, I fuck with it. I'm probably coming out for a fight from Alabama. So, you know, I don't care. That shit gonna be, I think it's a good look, though. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on in Las Vegas on the first. I looked that shit up. They got them concerts y'all talking about. Fucking Gabriel Iglesias in that bitch on the first. And fucking UNLV basketball game. So, I mean, that's a lot of shit on one day. So, Deontay was going to compete with a lot. It's probably going to be a lot of shit in LA, too. But, I mean, shit, you got to get it where you fit in. So, I mean, hey. Yeah, get your money, man. I feel like everybody, they're going to show up in Las Vegas, though, too, though. Because there's so many people, bro. It's guaranteed. It's damn near guaranteed to sell out when you're in Las Vegas. So I feel like shit ain't number upside here. So fuck it.
Well, all right, Javier. Let me get out to my co-host in the UK. I kept him last only because, you know, he's a co-host, so he gets to go on longer than you.
And the main thing we cannot forget is I am the unified heavyweight champion of the world.
Dylan White, Derek Chisora, Big Baby Miller, Joe Joyce, you can all have it, Dominic Brazil, whoever else is in America too. All of it.
BoxingWiz.com. Hey fellas, how you doing?
What's going on, Robbie?
What up? How's it How's it going over there? Is it still rainy over there or what? You guys got a good day? Did I save myself some bad weather?
You'd have got your toes wet a little bit. You fucked your trainers up again this morning, but it's come out a little bit sunny.
I got to keep in mind to wear full leather shoes out there instead of like suede leather. It's ridiculous. But what's going on, brother? Good morning and to you, good afternoon, right? It's obviously the afternoon.
It's half past three nearly.
Now I know you received this news yesterday. Like I said, I seen you guys kind of going back and forth in the chat. But what was your immediate reaction when you heard Los Angeles?
No, don't take this as hate, right? I'm not coming at hating at Wilder and Fury, but we know when we saw like the Canelo news, could it be MSG or could it be MGM in Vegas? And as soon as you see the Vegas option, 9 times out of 10, or even 10 times out of 10, it always lands up in Vegas, right? The big fights end up in Vegas. So what does this mean for the Wilder Fury, you know? Is this, because you think, Floyd, would he go up against Timberlake? Would Floyd really care if he's going to get his Vegas date? Justin Timberlake's on that day. I don't know. I just hope this isn't a sign that, you know, Deontay's being, Floyd's coming back. We'll give him what he wants, but you guys are, we're going to have to bump you over to LA. But that being said, I quite like it. Let's break this tradition of Vegas getting all the big fights, you know? I kind of like it. And if that means, I'm going to be jumping on a plane for TBV live show in LA.
I agree. I think
I think that
the tickets will probably even be better priced because it's LA, right? Like they can't really justify, big fight tickets when it's not LA?
My nigga, have you been to a fucking Lakers game?
Lakers? What the fuck do the Lakers play? They box?
Basketball. Nah, bro. I'm gonna ticket.
Box rec. Give me his box.
Ticket price. I'm talking about ticket prices, bro.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? I don't care. Boxing.
I don't care who, what's going on in LA. Them tickets gonna be high.
Like how much?
Man, you maybe like a little bit cheaper than Vegas. I'm not quite sure, bro.
How much are those basketball tickets you talking about?
Oh, like courtside, like Lakers tickets? Oh shit, you talking about tens of thousands of dollars?
What?
Hell yeah!
Get the fudge out of here,
shit. Dude, you got Jack Nicholson on the sideline. You got Denzel Washington. You got fucking
$10,000 for a seat. Jesus Christ! Oh my God! No, let me tell you. Every time I dream at night of being well off, in my dream, I still can't justify like any fancy car because you know that's going to be like over $700 a month payment. Like, I can't justify that. Imagine how could you justify $10,000 courtside tickets?
When you got $1 billion in your pocket.
One game, not a season.
Nah, man. It's
fucking one game. Like,
it don't matter.
Shit.
It don't matter what I do for a living.
You said a season.
$10,000 for one seat?
You can go to
that's
crazy.
And can y'all imagine how much they is now with LeBron James that just went there? Boy, y'all about to be broke.
He's got the same hairline as me and Danny. Yeah.
Nah, did he fix his?
Hey, man, I don't know what LeBron got going on with that shit, but that's neither here nor there. But
wait, what's the deal? No, I could have sworn the new pictures of him good hairline.
That's when he's not playing ball. When he's playing ball and you start sweating and shit start rolling back, you start being like, okay, yeah,
oh,
yeah, he
fit. So it's painted on.
It's some on here. I don't know.
Oh, I don't. Why
are we doing this to this man? I mean, come on, don't do this to a legend. Come on, man.
I'm a casual boxing. I'm a casual basketball guy. I don't know nothing about this. I'm asking y'all, but I see you guys getting touchy.
Okay. I don't care. Fuck it. But yeah, I just hope this isn't a sign that, you know, Deontay's just been given, you know, the back seat, you know. Oh, it's the biggest fight in boxing. Oh, wait, Floyd Mayweather's coming back. Yeah, he's probably going to take Vegas on the 8th.
But Robbie, you remember the reports that came out that said Floyd might take a tune-up? I'm not sure how true that is, but...
That just sounds true now because even ESPN reported it. ESPN was last to report on that. They were last to report on Floyd even coming back. So I look at it whenever ESPN does that, I look at it like they're doing their due diligence to make sure that the news is real before they release it to their readers.
And you know what this is, right? Floyd getting a tune-up. That's to get Ty the record again with the little Thailand dude. And then he wants Manny to break the record again. He's salty as fuck. This little kid's took his fucking his TV.
Nah, you're crazy, bro. That dude is nobody, man. Nobody knows that Thailand dude. That's why you call him a Thailand dude. How the fuck could you break Mayweather's record and we not know who you are? I don't even know who that guy is. Get out of here.
Wei Hang.
Sounds like he's on a menu somewhere. I have no clue what you're talking about. Can I get the Wei Hen? The Wei Hen, please. Is that the new protein? Can I get some?
No, disrespectful, bro.
I'm just keeping it real, bro. We know Mayweather as Money May, Pretty Boy Floyd, you know, Mr. Motherfucking TMT. Like, who is Whey Protein? Like, you can't. It don't matter. Like, yo, Rocky Marciano was, you know, he was 50-0, right? Like, you got to have some sort of, I don't know, some sort of legacy to your name. Let me get to some callers over here. We got a new caller. Let me see. Where is this from? Where is this? Oh, this is LA. So we got 909-264. Who's this?
Jesus. This is
Jesus. I'm gonna go ahead and play this first time caller intro. Let the world know your name and where you're calling from. And you can even do a little ring walk, baby, because this is what this is. You're coming out to the ring for TBV.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
This is Jesus Alvarez from California.
So talk to us, Jesus. Are you happy to hear that Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury possibly coming to the Staples Center?
Yes.
Do you think the fight will do well in the Staples Center?
Yeah, I think it'll do well. I think it'll so quick. I think everybody will go see it.
Jesus, let me ask you a few other questions. Do you know Enrique Iglesias?
Yes.
Do you know Romeo Santos?
Yes.
Do you know Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
Did you still go to Canelo Alvarez versus Triple G 2?
No, but I ordered it.
Now,
yeah.
Did any of those artists being at Canelo Triple G affect your reason to go to Las Vegas?
No, it wouldn't, because I know it would be packed up. It would sell out.
Do you think artists performing on the same day as a big pay-per-view affects the ticket sales for a big pay-per-view?
No, not at all.
Why not?
Because people are going to come see a fight. People are going to come see a fight regardless, especially if it's a good fight. And Wilder and Tyson Fury is a good fight. They'll sell out anyway.
I mean, well, all right, Jesus, you got anything else for us?
No, I just hope Canelo fight somebody good in his next fight. Hopefully, I don't know if he's going to fight in December.
I mean, didn't he just fight somebody good?
No, Mayweather, huh?
Didn't he just fight somebody good?
No, but I mean, I would like him to be a little bit more active fighting top staying fighting top competition.
I mean, you don't want to give him like a little break, you know what I'm saying? Give him a little stay busy fight? You want him throwing back into the wolves?
Nah, not for your legacy. Not at this point. Not for your legacy.
Yeah,
not
but Jesus. Jesus, he's young enough that, you know, it, like he could have true, he could fight David Lemieux next and not ruin his legacy.
Yeah, but we all know that's gonna be that. We know what that's gonna be. That's gonna be easy fight. I like to be Charlo, or at least Jacobs.
I feel like you didn't think he won the fight.
No, I did. I did. I want him to keep fighting top competition. You know what I mean? For your legacy, to be pound for pound. What do you guys have?
Yeah, I put too much stock in that pound for pound legacy shit.
He's got plenty of time to make pound for pound legacy, in my opinion.
Everybody that fight and that's good right now.
Young, gonna be a legend. How old is he?
26, 27.
Exactly. So he's got 10 more years of legacy. You kidding me? There's going to be two more triple G's. There's going to be two more triple G's in Canelo's career. Let them build up Charlo to be the next one. But Jesus, let me get to some other callers. Thank you for calling in. Jesus in L.A., right? What part of L.A. you at?
Southern Cal.
Orange County, San Bernardino.
All right. L.A.
San Bernardino.
Orange County, San Bernardino. I work right now.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Canelo got plenty of time for legacy. He keeps cementing his like, he got wins over Laura, you know, Trout, fucking who else this dude beat? He beat, and now Triple G, right? Is there any other notable wins in between there? Those are Cotto. You know, homie's doing his thing for 20-something, bro. Like,
yeah, he got nice already, nigga.
Yo, and look, another dude like that, you know, Danny, people like that, Crawford, anybody else that you could say has had the who else has been in with that type of level of opposition? Canelo fought Laura, Cotto, Trout, Mayweather, and Gennady. Who the fuck is doing that? And he's what, 26? Man, I wish this was a Canelo show right now. You guys are bugging.
Yeah, I mean, you got it. And then he got like some nice little other little people on there too. You got Liam Smith
get out of here.
No, you got to listen to me, bro. Goddamn. You got to listen to me, man. You got to listen to me, bro, before you just tell me to get out of here. A former champion took Munguia to the 12th round. And man, I don't care what nobody said, bro. Liam Smith, he's a good fighter, bro. He's a good fighter. May not be a fucking world class fighter, but he is fucking at least elite competition.
All right, bro. Let's get out to Mike in Indiana by way of Detroit. What up?
Hey, what's going on?
What up? What up? What up?
Hey, what's going on? I was calling in. I love it at the Staples Center. I think it'll be sweet in what's the name? But in L.A., especially if LeBron and them go. But if but Canelo's 28, I believe, and I think Canelo got the best resume in boxing now. Well, unless Mayweather come back, which he probably is. But
I think the only dude that could give him a run for his money is maybe like
Danny Garcia too. I think Danny Garcia.
Yeah, but Danny lost.
Even though he lost.
Yo, Danny lost the big fights at this point.
But Canelo probably lost a few of them too. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, that is true.
He only got one loss though.
Some of those were kind of controversial. The Laura.
Hey, real quick, I want to bring up
Cotto feels some type of way about his fight with him, and too. He thinks he won.
No, that was all close fights, so. But Wilder in L.A., I think that would be big. So it's super official because I ain't never seen no automatic, like, official, like, all the way, you know, like a total announcement yet.
Well, total announcement is rumored to be the following week, like Monday.
Oh, so they're trying to wait till after the Joshua.
Yeah, but not Monday the 24th, Monday the following, whichever date that is. Let me see.
Oh, okay, but so it's still an outside chance Joshua Wilder can get made.
Oh, so that's the first of October. The first of October is looking like we get an announcement. But now we see all the reasons, though. Every time we think, like, yo, what's going on? We see the reasons. Like, look at the venue changes. And you know, it's not every day that you get a pay-per-view fight.
Vegas, no doubt.
Yeah.
The most money.
Exactly.
So L.A. is trying to turn into the new Barclays, though. You know, they're trying to start to do.
Well, they need to. They need to. Like, all these venues need to put their, you know, their bids in if they want to be players. That's just how it is. You know what I mean? But listen.
Yeah, I like the Staples Center. I'm glad they're starting to do more shows there.
For sure. Mike, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. But before we do, Rob, what's up, brother? Like I said, you've never been muted, homie.
Rob? You always got the green light.
Rob, he must be.
Hello, 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 hello.
I'm about to say. You
hear me?
We hear you.
No, just very quick. It's just bringing it up about this Justin Timberlake and the decisions. I've got to question a man if he's got to think, oh, shit, do I go to Timberlake or do I go to the Wilder fight? No man is in that fucking quandary, all right? If you want to...
Nah, whoa. Not saying that, brother. Not saying that.
No, I'm just saying...
But wait a minute. What if you're a man's man and you're a fucking hunter and you're a conqueror? And you know that at the fucking Justin Timberlake fight, there's plenty of conquering to accomplish.
Then
there's no conquering happening in a fucking Canelo fight.
Listen, you go and check out Wilder, get that testosterone going because you've been watching the fight, and you're like, yeah, yeah. And then, listen. You let the ladies go and see Justin, and they're like, oh yeah. And they want to get the drinks inside them. And then, you know, you just hang around outside the venue after the fight.
Whatever.
And you're still good.
I hear you. I hear you. That's a perfect world, though.
Yeah, it's all got to, you know, time has got to be everything. You got to rely on Wilder to get you out of there in time.
But, did Nils tell you that it took him almost an hour to fucking go to Dunkin' Donuts, which was like 5 minutes down the street?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you can't even drive in Vegas. Look, I had to drive 1.4 miles, because, you know, walking 1.4 miles is almost impossible in Vegas due to the streets. You really can't cross them. They make stairs and stuff to go over certain intersections. So sometimes it's better to drive, but that was not one of those times. It's difficult. So imagine, you know, with all these fights. I mean, I don't know. Look, fights, concerts, it is what it is. We're going to go regardless. I hear what you're saying. A boxing fan is going to go. But that's the point, man. They're not relying on us, bro. They always want to convert casuals into new fans. So, you know, we're thinking about it from there and from that standpoint, you know?
Yeah, I get you. But, yeah, everybody hit that thumbs up on your way in or out of the show. And obviously it's the flagship tonight, Thursday, so get your Joshua picks in, I guess, and yeah, I'll catch you guys later.
Shout out from the car. Ohio Runs Boxing. I'm here, ain't running nowhere. What's good, y'all? With the emoji of the fist.
Somebody got smoke with him?
I have no clue.
Oh, okay.
I think that was just like, you know what I mean? TBV, we here. You know what I'm saying? We rocking out with you. But another morning show, hit that thumbs up button. Future, present, past helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know that this type of content you want at this particular time, these particular subjects. It's all analytical data. So, I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Mike.
Yo, yo, LA, what's good? What's going on, Cali? I need to be out there for this big fight. Well, if it does happen in L.A., my guy Ron G said the weed is a lot better and a lot cheaper. And maybe Roscoe's chicken and waffles would be way better than fucking In-N-Out Burger.
Crispy.
I go by MG. I go by MG. You can find me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312.
Rob?
Oh, Rob, my, gone. Oh, yeah, oh, okay. UK Rob TBV, Instagram and Twitter. Later.
Later. Peace.